In the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, steht Tzvov b'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilones. Tu b'Shvat, Rosh Hashanah le'ilones. So when you look in the Mishnah, in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, mevuer, that what Tu b'Shvat is Rosh Hashanah le'ilones, means le'inyan ma'isres. No, in Yonim, Pashut. The fruits that grow before Tu B'Shvat, you myself from Shanoshenis. The fruits that grow after Tu B'Shvat, you myself from Shanoshlishis, myself Oni, myself Sheni. Take it, no. Ober, some loveless, no in Yonim. Ober, in Shulchan Aruch, in Simen Tov Kuf Ein Beis, steht in Shulchan Aruch, Ein Lotzum B'Tu B'Shvat. Ein Lotzum b'Tu B'Shvat. You're not allowed to fast in Tu B'Shvat. I state that you're not allowed to fast in Tu B'Shvat. Weiss du, es ist ein Stück Leontef. If it's Tam, Hilchis Meiser, you don't say you're not allowed to fast in Tu B'Shvat. It says you don't say Tachnun, Tu B'Shvat. Tam, Rish HaShon, Leilones, you know. Weiss du, es ist etwas, ja, etwas in der Tor. Rabbeinu Gershom in Tshuva Yudalet steht Yomei de Pagre. Yom Chayfesh. Aber avups de Inyonim. Avu etzachon de Inyonim. The first mokya for the Inyonim is in Morgan Avrom. He brings down the Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph from the Sefer Tikkun Yisachar. The Sefer was printed already 400 years ago, but the Morgan Avrom brings him down. Noagu Ashkenazim leharbois peiros b'tu b'shvat. Noagu Ashkenazim leharbois peiros b'tu b'shvat. Zeh shteit Noagu Ashkenazim. Hashteit Noagu Ashkenazim. The world asks the kasha, why dafka Ashkenazim? Again, the Sfarim will go more machmir al pi ha'ari. Andere gesagt, Noagu Ashkenazim lechol peiros, the Sfardim eat also vegetables and garinim. The Ashkenazim chotsh eat only peiros. The Sfardim eat more. Why take you eat peiros? What is the Indian to eat peiros? Tu b'Shvat me'es peiros. You see in Eretz Yisrael, see the places, we'll see about all different minhagim. Everything in Eretz Yisrael is better. Eretz Asher Eini Hashem Elokecha Bo. It's two real reasons. One reason, you eat the fruits because there's Rosh Hashanah le'ilones. State that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan de ilones. And the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dan de ilones. B'meile, when you eat the peiros, you make a bracha, you daven on the peiros. You remember to daven on the peiros. Like Yitzchok told Esav, L'man tevorech echi nafshecho, you eat, you know, you have psakoros atoif. Maybe you make a bracha. Another reason, mavust in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, every time when you make a bracha on something, you make the tikkun of the zach. It's metakin the inyonim from the chayfetz. Maybe while we have to metakin the inyonim from the peiros, it's maybe in Rosh Hashanah le'ilones, we eat peiros. Maybe we make a bracha on the peiros. Maybe we metakin the inyonim from the peiros. Al pi ha'ari stay to eat 15 kinds. Some people say it's enough to eat 12, shvatim. The mekubalim in Yerushalayim eat 30 minim. But the chassidim, they eat shivas aminim. And the Rabban Achumra to eat peiros in Eretz Yisrael, that's nishna again Eretz Yisrael. As a chiveres beis arun mikarlin, they bring down there a minik to make a shechriyonu. I saw they're giving out some booklets, Shara Tzion, he's very stark that there's no Indian to make Shechriyonu. But the Maisim, Chiveres from Karlin, state that the Minig from Yisayda Bakoydesh is given your Minig to make Shechriyonu and Tu B'Shvat. But with that wissen that it's not so posh to make Shechriyonu. Moshe, some people make Shechriyonu on an Esrei. Betonish, the Be'erhetev state, you're not allowed to make Shechriyonu on an Esrei. Because you made Shechriyonu already Sukkos when you shook the Esrei. Mele, you don't make Shechriyonu again on the Esrei. It's a bracha levatolet to make Shechriyonu on the Esrei. Even if it's a different one. Not in your own estimate. Because if you ate one grape, you eat a different grape, you make another shechiyanu. So you made a shechiyanu on the esrei. So the shechiyanu is for the esrei, for the reiyah, for the mitzvah, for all, so you ate the shechiyanu. Maybe you don't make another shechiyanu. So you have to know. You want to make shechiyanu, you have to know the halachos of shechiyanu. And misafek is not right to make stam shechiyanu. But even if we said if you can't make a shechiyanu on the esrei, but state in Sforim, to daven on the Esreg and Tu Bishvat. It's a whole Nusach, I forgot to bring it down with me. Upstairs. It's a whole Nusach from the Chido, what to daven Tu Bishvat on the Esreg. It says to daven that will not have even a blepel. And Alamol, I go around sometimes, Erev Sukkos, Bochim come over to me, I'm looking for Esreg, and the end they come in like a small little green ball, yeah? Suffolk if it's an Esreg or not. And you remember the guy says, I'm already 5 days, I'm looking. I tell you, daven Tu Bishvat? No. For sure you're not an Esreg. And you didn't daven when the time to daven for the Esreg, you didn't daven. Now you want to find the Esreg? It's a game, Nishtazay. This Monday we have to remember, as Mibetra, Chocham Eina Beroyshe. Back to the Esreg. Now is the time to ask for the good Esreg. This is one minhag that we have to keep. And we'll see about all the halachas of the bugs. Zaynish k'mitzvah bo ba'aveira, when you eat all the peiros of Tu Bishvat. We spoke last week the bugs in the water. This week we'll speak the bugs in the fruits. But we'll see about the halachas, how to check. A lot of peiros in Eretz Yisrael, there's no way to eat them without over hundreds of aveiros. Before we go weiter, there's another minhag that is negeh this week. It's called Shabbos Shira. The Morgan Avraham and Simon Shinchov Dalet brings down a minhag to give bread to the birds. Grade in Morgan Avraham state that you're not allowed to give bread to birds that are not yours in Shabbos. You're not allowed to feed animals that are not yours in Shabbos. Adam melamed zchus, lemaisa mitornisht. So the people that have the minhag are makpi to do it Erev Shabbos. You leave outside a bowl Erev Shabbos with crumbs for the birds to eat. Come on. Lemaisa, I told you, Ali Yoron, I would say over this halacha, and I would say that shtetish in Shulchan Aruch that you have to be married to mekayim this halacha. It's a din when you have a house with little kids to come back from Gan. Then it's chal da halacha. The halacha is yedo yet. As we mekayim mitzvahs, you know. Mizok nishmas, megei dorfen, megei tzichveis chai rutlts. This is one of the halachas. As you have to leave the bread. Even yedo bochem. I call the Shemir Shabbos now just to check again if he's masking that. I will say that L'maisa Tzuchiv of Yedo Bacher, he told me that he Bichlal doesn't leave. He told me he didn't see his father does it, he didn't see his grandfather. So yeah, Magen Avraham brings it down. He says, L'maisa by us, we're not knowing to leave. L'maisa, the Iker HaMinag was taki to leave in Shabbos by day. So why is that? It's because we don't have birds. There's no Indian. Some people have in the deer birds. I think I saw one deer like this in the Gamsa Ilam. So maybe they think you could leave bread into the birds. So I'm saying, was the veld for the kids, we leave Erev Shabbos. This is what he explained to me. The meaning was to leave Shabbos morning. The ma'isal pi halochis nish ois gehalten to leave for birds, stand for hefker birds, food in Shabbos. But mele, that meaning to do Erev Shabbos, doesn't nish get the meaning. What's the taki given the minik? Why taki they leave bread? Shabbos Shira, they leave bread to the birds? So state in Sforim, why taki the minik is? Because Moshe Rabbeinu said there will be no mon in Shabbos. Dothan v'Aviram decided, they were sure that Moshe is nishken emes. So they left some mon, they took packages. Early in the morning, they went, they put out the mon. So the birds came. The birds didn't want the Zayin Achil Lashem. And the birds came and they ate the bread. So that accords a toiv that they ate the mon, that they ate the bread. B'meila lechem in Hashomayim, it's called lechem abirim ochalish. B'meila we give them bread. Don't see the mocker. Der Welt fragt der Kasche. Versteh nicht, das in Wavich. Every morning, it was 2 feet of mud all over the Machne. Sholosh Parsoes, this is 10 miles around the Machne, 2 feet, heavy mud, heavy snow all over. Let me say, das in Wavich decided, you know, they will knack Moshe Rabbeinu. They went, they put packages, once again, they got the biggest size of bags that you could get. They packed a lot of mud. Late by night, they put. Klal Yisrael will wake up in the morning, what they will see, a poor man, do a poor, no. Let's honest. He shaker for the birds, the mamish saved us. They saved us, but on the birds, the Arzach Echel bin ish gemeint, as doth in the avir and agirech. What does that mean? As that grace is shaker to the birds, that they saved us from the bizoyen, from the bread. That's what I'm saying, that's that grace is bizoyen. The pshat is azay. Steht, kachatzoi salaylo ani yoitza betoich mitzray. Moshe Rabbeinu said to Paroi, kachatzoi salaylo ani yoitza betoich mitzray. Around chatzois am yoitza betoich mitzray. Zot Rashi, Hashem told him bachatzois. Why Moshe said kachatzoi salaylo ani yoitza betoich mitzray? Hashem said bachatzois salaylo. Why he said kachatzois? Zog bachatzois. Zog Rashi Gemara in Brachos. Shemo yitu atztagninei paroi veyoymru Moshe badayu. They say Moshe is a shaker. He said chatzois. It didn't happen in chatzois. Happened a minute before, a minute after. So it didn't happen in chatzois. Moshe said in Chatzos, all the Bchorim will die. Happened a minute before. Happened a minute after. Well, what is the grace of Shemo yitu atztagdin eparoi, so Moshe Rabbeinu was mesharet in Nevuah, and instead of saying Bachatzos, he said Kachatzos. So there's two ways to learn Pshat. What the Shalom HaKlan HaKkira. What was the Chshash? One way we could learn that the Chshash was that Moshe Rabbeinu said Bachatzois, and it will happen a minute before. Or a minute after. So let me tell them, Chatzois is 12 o'clock. At Stagnine Paroi will think that Chatzois is 11:59. So 11:59 will come, and it didn't happen. No, in 1 minute, the Makkah will happen. So 1 minute, what will say? 1 minute, at Stagnine Paroi will have a mistake. And after a minute, they will see all the Bchoros die. What's the grace of Zach? So you could say one pshat. But was there a Chilul Hashem for a minute? A minute of a Chilul Hashem is Eichet Chilul Hashem. A minute of Chilul Hashem is Eichet Chilul Hashem. It's bewusst by myself for Rebbe Uchbel. Rebbe Uchbel once was sitting in a shir. It was a young Rav, young Rosh Hashiva came to the yeshiva, they gave it to say shir. And they saw Rebbe Uchbel in the middle of the shir getting all itchy, moving from side to side, side to side. After a couple of minutes, Rebbe Uchbel gets up, takes off his hat, puts it on a chair, and leaves the room. After a couple of minutes, Rebbe Uchbel comes back. Ask Rebbe Uchbel after the shir, what happened? So Rebbe Uchbel, I'm only a human being, you know, Chidaf Asher Yotza. But I thought if I would leave, this young Rav will think the shir is not so interesting today. I could leave. I could hear them. After a couple of minutes I will come back. Everyone will know that I went to the bathroom. Aber was mit der paar Minute? To embarrass a young girl for a paar Minute? I decided I will leave my hat on my chair. Everyone knows the Rebbe Uchbel doesn't go out the room without a hat. Yeah? I mean, Tere Genish and Gas on a hat and jacket. Yeah? Shkotzim go on the street without hats and jackets. But they Tere go with a hat and jacket. No one would be choish at me for a second. Chas v'sholem, I'm walking in the street without a hat and jacket. But maybe they will know I went to the bathroom. Maybe people go sometimes to fight the bathrooms. But that's cloud. Yeah, but maybe the rob will not be insulted. This is ein meise. It's noch a meise I heard recently from Rebbe Uchbel. Rebbe Uchbel, when he gave us kome, it's If I held you on your day, then he told you to stay couple weeks, I think 6 weeks. You had to stay in Kamenitz, and he was forhel you on Shulchan Aruch HaChamishi. How you daven, how you behave. And then he gave the smicha. As I gigang. But here you're gekumen a young man to get a smicha. His name was Chaim Pichel Scheinberg. Years later, I think he became Rosh Yeshiva in Teruel. But then he was called Chaim Pichel Scheinberg. He came to get a smicha from Baruch Ber. He passed the fire. He takenu it mamish very good. He asked Baruch Ber, I could get a smicha. Baruch Ber tells him now, 6 weeks. He told him, I'll tell you, I didn't ask my Rebbetzin permission to stay here for 6 weeks. So I will go home and I'll come back. So Baruch Ber told him, okay, hang around till the afternoon. Kitzur, Baruch Ber sent his son to find out about Talmud, to find out. Kitzur, he found out, and Taki, he found out good, yeah? And Taki is a gigang in Taki, yeah? And Baruch Ber gave him the smicha. He asked Baruch Ber, you know, you have a klal, you don't give a smicha without checking out for 6 weeks. Was a geschehen dermal? He told him, we'll go back home. He will not get to do his wife will ask him, no, you got a smicha? He'll say, no. This is my ganze choshev husband. After a second, he'll explain, you know, I'm getting it soon. I'm going. For a poor minute, I'm coming from Ben Teire. Chas v'sholem. As Rebbe Baruch Ber zogt, a minute from Ben Teire, chas v'sholem. Zogt Moshe Rabbeinu, kach hatzois. You're right, at Stanine Paro, you will think hatzois is 11:59. You're right, 12 o'clock, the will chap taki, that was a mistake. A minute chilul Hashem? What's with a minute from chilul Hashem? Aminut v'chilul Hashem. This is one way to learn pshat. Or you could learn a different pshat. What is negiah to our Indian? The chashash was not that Stagnini Paroi will think that Chatzos is 11:59. At Stagnini Paroi will think Chatzos is 12:01. So what is the problem? 12 o'clock already, everyone will die anyway. The Teretz is azay. It's a vault. It's a bavus de vault. But this again, we're finishing now the parshas when you see us Mitzrayim. What's the given the machlekes paroi mit Moshe Rabbeinu? All of the machlekes. Moshe makes moisim, paroi brings witches back and forth, back and forth. What's the gate? The pshat is asay. Everyone knew that Moshe is unbelievable. He's doing things not normal. Arbe borod, choshech. It's not normal, yeah? It's not given normal. So what is the argument? Ezba Elokim, Nishkin Ezba Elokim. The Khartoum try to do it, they don't manage, they didn't manage, it stops. Paro says, no. I mean, no. You got Borah before. You got Arbe. The Teretz is, Shaitin of Ezra, the question was, Moshe for sure is stronger, he's unusual, it's different. The Shaila is, if he's like the king of the witches, like a very black, good witch, Mamish Koich, but he's not a Hashem, he's not a Shliach of Hashem, or there is Shliach from Hashem. And these were the arguments. Mu Moivsim, Alamol Paro had Tirutzim. And we see the whole time, the Makim Moshe says, he spoiled all I, say the time. This was the Vikuach the whole time. What is the difference? A Kishuf or Nevuah? A Kishuf is almost. Nevuah is exactly. I'll give you an example. Paro tells Moshe, Re'u ki ra'o neged peneichem. So in Chazal, he saw blood, he didn't see it exactly. He saw Elokeem, Moshiyam Shel Eilu Loike Bamayim. In the end, it was Meimeriva. He sees not exactly. A Novi is Puk. Bemele, if I would say they're dying in Chatzos, they will die a minute later in the Pidei Cheshbon, it means I know I could pull the waves, I could pull all different dangerous things, I could make it, but it's not a Novi from Hashem. Dasi given the Pacha. Bemele, Dasi deserve the Zach. Doesn't Baviram said, if we will make a little bit mon Shabbos morning, for sure it's not the same mon. Every morning was 2 feet all over mon. Tomorrow morning will be only a couple pieces, a couple dribbles of mon. Aber Moshe said it will not snow mon. And it snowed a little bit. Moshe's not a Novi. He has ways to push it away. He knows it needs a break. The wind will not so strong. He has cheshbonos. A Novi, even one piece of mon could not come. If one piece of man came, Moshe is Nishke Novi. But mainly, thank you birds. You ate the little pieces of man. Nishke Zayin Achilul Hashem. But mainly, we give that cause to the birds. Ich will Itzta Gena Rai to be Etzem, to start what I wanted to really speak this week. Meret HaBroches, mit dem Mischazuk sein HaBroches. So long meret HaBitzel, Birkes Hanen, in Tu Bishvat, mit Mach Broches. I want to speak from Shailis, that I very negea lemaise, and again, like I say, Alamol, Divre Teire, Tzadikim Yeilchu Bo, Vereshoi Mikoshlu Bo, the ones that a good Bochrim will get a chizuk from the Zachem, and I know the bad Bochrim, I don't think they're sitting here, but the bad Bochrim will maybe come to Kulis as Medaf Mishkumensu, נחזק נחמול דרכי השם ישורים צדיקים ילכו בו ורשוי מקושלו. I want to ask you a couple questions that come up a lot. We'll start. A bocher asked me a shayla. Some bochim, again, I don't think that the bochim are sitting here, we'll do it in the middle of Seder, but so the Andres gave him to tish, to a peres tish. It's like a lot of people stand like paranches. I don't know if you went once to a tish. Sometimes you're stuck on top there, you can't move, you can't go down, you can't go up. You're stuck there for 7-8 hours. We have more cases. So if you don't understand what it is, mach mishtois. Next. Now, they start to give shirayim. You know, like a little, you get a little piece of the esser, it goes up to your place. But the problem is that you don't have a gufnaki. You can't make a bracha. Shayotza. You're only a human being. But you're thirsty. You know, you have to drink something. It's so hot. So you want to drink, but you can't make a shahakal now. Because what is going to goof naki? You're allowed to drink without a bracha or not? I'll ask you a better question. We got a shayla a couple years ago from soldiers. They were laying in Aza before they gave it back. So they had to protect the Arabs like to come there, to Gush Katif. And the soldiers were trying to stop them. So the way it is, if the soldiers stand, the Arabs will shoot them. So they lay on the floor. They have like special clothes that looks like the floor. They lay on the floor with a gun. Every 12 hours, they change the soldiers. And they lay, the gun is already ready. And before they have to get up, the helicopters come to the area. But then they hide. They don't stand in a place that they could see them. What happens if this soldier needs to drink? He's thirsty. He can't get up and take a drink. And that second he gets up, the other side sees them and he shoots them. So they put on their back like a tank of water. He has like a little straw goes near his mouth because his hands are on the gun. And he sips. Now the soldier is only a human being. After a couple hours, the goof is nishken naki. Frag the soldier, I'm allowed to drink without a bracha or not. If it's pikuach nefesh, we're not discussing it. Let me read him 5 minutes before they're going to change him. But he's very thirsty. Not dangerous now. But he wants to know. I'll ask you a better shayla. It was Afghanists in Yerushalayim. So some people are stopped. Yeah? They put you, I don't know if you went once. They put you in a little room. It's very not gishmak. They put you in a little room. Now, in that little room, the toilet is inside the room. When you go to prison, you get separate rooms. But in the place that they stop you till, this Migrash Arusim, they call it, there, it's a big room. It's all different type of people. But the toilet is inside the same room. It's a very bad smell. But you can't make a bracha there. Pialocha is no heter to make a bracha. But you're thirsty. And you want to know you're allowed to drink without a bracha or not. And you have to know the answer now because then they don't let you to call out. You have one phone call to your lawyer. Does he does? And Shaila, is you allowed to make a bracha or not? I'll give you a better Shaila. A bracha asked me. He's in the airplane. Yeah? Another 6 weeks he'll be going home. And he's sitting inside. Now, sometimes this person likes a window. Mom likes a window. He's in the window. Near him is like a big person that already yelled at him twice for going out. Now this person fell asleep. He can't climb over this person. He can't. Especially as Nishkin Zal. He can't climb. Now, he's very thirsty. So they give, there's a service there, they give drinks. But, he's a human being. He can't make a bracha. But he's very thirsty. Some people get very dry in the plane. Now he's very thirsty. He can't get up to go out. Kenish. Or sometimes the plane's bumped. They don't let you to get up. It's the first shooting of Mahalchim. But Lemaisi is thirsty. I could drink without a bracha or not. A simple shayla. The last shayla I got. Some bracha went to the hospital to be with someone. Sometimes they put you in a room. It's another sick person. There's different floors, different kind of salt. Me ken ish machen dort na broche. People are sick, was kemen tan. And again, you want to know if you could drink without a broche or not. The patient, the visitor, you can't leave him. He stinks. It happens the same time. Sometimes you're in a ride, you're in a bus somewhere, and the bus doesn't stop. A plane has they have inside, and the buses, in the countries that have a couple hours, they have in the bus. Yeah, you know, from London to Newcastle, they have normal buses. I think don't have a chitimtza to go to the, inside the bus. Now you want to make you're very thirsty. Some people I hear go to Tzfas. It's 5 hours, 6 hours. The place is really tight. I was never there. I don't know. How, I'm a Korean person, so I'm scared to go to the city. A person goes. He starts the trip after 2 minutes. Does he does? But he's mamish thirsty. And this is a shayla that is negiah very much lemaisa. It sounds, you know, verleichtige Sachen, but this is a shayla mit as meveis nicht. Other you stay thirsty, other you're wrong, you drink without a broche. And with that wissen, was to talk. So let me gain mevare zusammen, the lomdus, how you have to mevare such a shayle, mit the psak aloche lemaise, was to talk. Then the cool alma hope is gonna go for market, yeah? 5 hours beats fast. It's 5 hours, no? Three. Three. You know, the big mountains. You're a little bit of a mountain. So let me clear on that. The Gemara is locked in Broches, and Dafla med hey. אסור להנויס מאוילום הזה בלוי ברוכה וכל הנהנה מאוילום הזה בלוי ברוכה כאילו מועל אסור סבורהו אסור לוי לאודום שיהנה מאוילום הזה בלוי ברוכה כל הנהנה מאוילום הזה בלוי ברוכה כאילו מועל כלר רבי סיינו ועשית אפשר את דיס גמורה אסור לוי לאודום שיהנה מאוילום הזה בלוי ברוכה כל הנהנה מועילו מהזה בלוי ברוכי כאילו מועל. One צד, that's a hand good. זה איסו. אז אי בי זה איסו to eat chicken with milk, איסו דרבונו. או זה איסו to eat without גמייסו בזמן הזה דרבונו. And זה איסו to eat in a tinnis. זה איסו to eat without a ברוכי. One צד. The צוויית צד, no, it's no איסו to eat without a ברוכי. Is a mitzvah mit der Rabbana to make a bracha before you eat. You didn't do the mitzvah? It's like a person that didn't say Krishna. It was not a bitul mitzvah. Nish beseder, avle, aber nish ken isu. Let me get duch. Shlom Zalman, it's right from Kiveger, metallic der Indian. One rayer, Shlom Zalman Oyerbach bought, is a gemore in the brachas davchof beis. Baal Keri, in time of the Gemara, a person that sees Keri was also to make broches till he goes to the mikveh. As man as then, the Gemara says, the Meshane. But in time of the Gemara was takon as Ezra, Misha Yotzer Keri Migufoi is also to say broches till he goes to the mikveh. So the Gemara, so Baal Keri is not allowed to make a broche, he could eat without a broche. Fuck him from his almen, Baal Keri is allowed to eat chazir. If this is like chicken with milk, אסור להנה יש מועילום הזה בלי ברוכה. אז אם אסור לאכול בלוי מייסר, אסור לאכול בלוי ברוכה. נו, אבל קרי כן נשמע אחת הברוכה. זה אס ניש. צוי, שיט אס רשי, או אוינן, אס פוטו מן הברוכס. אוינן אס פוטו מן המצווה, סו רשי סא, זה איץ ודאר לברוכה. אוינן אס נאר לאו תדוע וירס. אוינן אס פוטו מן המצווה, סא, כי מחן אלה גימל הוירס, גנרה יש מחזבל מקוסבן, איזה אוינן. Oynan's not potter. Oynan's not allowed to do as isurim. He's potter from doing mitzvahs. Not allowed to do averus. So how is he allowed to eat without a broche? Is the isur the rabbanon to eat without a broche? Is the isur the rabbanon to eat without a broche? Another raya. State a person. Everyone knows the halacha. What would it be if you're drinking a drink, and a mistake you started to drink and you forgot to make a broche? What is the halacha? The halacha is you could put it to the side, move it to the side. If not, you swallow it. You hear when someone ate chazir. If you move it to the side, move it to the side. If not, swallow it. It's the issue to eat without a bracha, Frank Rav Shlomo Zalman. I put it in the mouth, it's ready in the mouth. No, Shem, push it in. Ayala al adas. Zog Rav Shlomo Zalman. From these two, three rayas. It's more rayas. From a katzer, abisul. Zog Rav Shlomo Zalman, rayo bruro. That the chiyuv birkas anenim is a mitzvah to mevorech. No, I've been aoinus already. Be most, if I would take it out. No. Shem, get part of me from the mitzvah. Aoinen, part of me in a mitzvah. ועל קרי, נוח הרעי שתית פויילים, פטורים מברוכה. This is מצד האחר. לאום אז דם, אז רעי ספקרת. דחוך משלוימו, רב שלוימו קלוגר, אס אס דקש שתקה, וואי היך מסויכלים, is allowed to eat without a ברוכה, וכי a person has חזר, is allowed to swallow. He says, ושתית in the גמורה, כל הננה מוילו מזה, כאילו גוי זה לקדוש ברוך הוא. So the איסור to eat without ברוכה is גזל. If it's in his mouth, he was playing a bishino already. As can eat the territory of Shlomo Kluger. But the state of Shlomo Kluger that he learned that it's a isu. More from that is the chiddush of Shlomo Kluger. It's time it's kedai to listen to Pesach or Leila Seder. I'll say it nice for this time. Shlomo Kluger says, what would be if a person forgot to make alachilas moitzi lechem in haoretz on the matzah? Happens a lot of times because it's a broche moitzi matzah. Some people, especially they don't have to read so good, when the numach zayrim, they get mixed up and they do moitzi matzah and they forget to make a moitzi lechem in haoretz. So they forgot to make birkas aneni. They did only birkas amitzvitz. So nish beseder. Zogim shnei mekluger, they have to eat the matzah again. They have to eat the matzah again. Val kol anene moilu mazeh b'lei brocha kilu gozal, tzich mitzvah bo v'averim ed rabonon, deu oivir an gezel, kilu deu yoitze matzah gzulo. אז אי פסק רב שלום מקלוג, זה גמרם פויסק הדור, אז אי פסק רב שלום מקלוג, אלא הלוך אל המייסה. שלום זלמן wanted מלמד זכוס, that if you made a birkas, a mitzvah, it could work instead of birkas הננים. מי זה ראי פן אכיל הזבח, פן ראשי עם פסוחים, ראשי עם ברוכס, זה קודש שפדם. אבל שלום זלמן is דרך, that could be birkas, על אכיל הזבח, פטס עם birkas הננים. אבל again, we see from שלום מקלוג, as a gehalten, that it's ממש איסו. וזו בזך, זה אורחס חיים להראש, זה אורחס חיים להראש, לרבי יסי מלוניל, he says that אוינן is אוסור to eat without a ברוכה, כי אוסור לא ילעה ורבינס. כי אוסור לא ילעה ורבינס. So בקיצור, we have a חקיר לפנינו. We have רייס מצנחות, that the gather is a חיר ברכס הנהנים, מאלף עם האוינס עם הפוטו, and it's a ראי that is a איסור to eat without a ברוכה. Now, let me go in Zurich to our Shaila. Let me go in Zurich to our Shaila. I'll start from the Mishneh Brura. The Mishneh Brura brings down, Zog the Mishneh Brura, Simen Samach Aleph. Nire she'ashoisim bebeis ha-merchetz beloi broche she'loi kadinem oisim. It's given a meaning in time of the Mishneh Brura. People went to the Beis HaMerchetz, they drank without a bracha. They didn't have clothes on, they were thirsty, they drank without a bracha. Zokter, it's wrong. Zokter b'ur halacha hazeh. Look pele how the Chofetz Chaim, in two lines, the whole chakir that we said now, in two lines, how the Chofetz Chaim goes duch the whole chakir. Zokter hazeh. Hoyo minek, שכיוון שאי אפשר לבורך בביס המרחץ, שויסים בלוי ברוכה. וזה פשוט מאוד שאין להתיר משום אוינס על הברוכה. אם אתה דה אוינס על הברוכה, אין להתיר. שזהו יושייך, אם חזלו היו אומרים, מצווה לבורך. If לושן הגמור was, מצווה לבורך. I would say, I'm oynes, I'm rinsing in the Beis HaMerchetz, I can't make a bracha. No, I can't do the mitzvah, but I'm allowed to eat. When I could do the bracha and I'm not doing, I'm a vatel a mitzvah. But a person who is oynes al a mitzvah could eat without a bracha. Aval ha'emes shechazal omru, osur loy le'odom lehen ois minoy lamazeh v'loy bracha. See, it's a isu. That's what he means to say. It's a isu. Ve'oid. שיוכל לוצס מן המרחץ. אז נשכן אינס. He could step out. זוגן דלומדי. So לחוד המשתבור עשה את הסטוחס חקירס. First, he's not masking that it's a mitzvah. It's a איסור to eat without a ברוכה. ואויד, he's not a אינס. So בפשטס נפיבו שתק את המשתבור עד הפסקן זה לצא איסור. So if we go back to the last six shires that we asked. A person is in the little room that he put in the police. And he has a bathroom there, a toilet inside the room that he can't make a bracha, and he's thirsty, he's not allowed to drink. Person is an airplane, he can't get up, and he's thirsty, he's not allowed to drink. The soldiers are not allowed to drink. In the hospital. And be'etzem l'chua, this is da'alocha. L'chua, this is da'alocha be'etzem. L'chua da'alocha l'maisa is as metorish. No. It's too cool. Okay, Repesa Tzvi Frank, the Rav in Yerushalayim, the Har Tzvi, is machmir me'oid, he says, it's no heter to eat without a bracha. The Shulchan Aruch HaRav says, l'moshul, that a person that lost his voice is allowed to drink without a bracha. L'maisa, we tell him to mehara, it was a bacha takif in the yeshiva here, he lost his voice, he was not allowed to speak for 2 years, he lost his voice completely. So the psak was, he's allowed to eat without a bracha, l'katchila to be mehar. Rav Ozner zogt lazeh, herzachan the psak from Rav Ozner, and this is a lot of oilam ha-maker. He says like this, if you're very sick, say that even if not pikuach nefesh, you're the sick passenger in the hospital, you're allowed to drink. But, zogt lazeh, you're laying in a room in jail. This is a shayla everyone and goes to the Afghana has to know. Yeah, they chop you, they put you in this room. Now you can't make a bracha there. Shtingsach, these rooms. This is the part of the, you know, the shtickle punishment that they do. They put you in such a place. I might see you very thirsty. If you think that they will take you out in 2-3 hours from here, you're not allowed to drink. You're not allowed to drink. If you know they're leaving you for the night, you're allowed to start to drink without a bracha. Says like this. Mitzad Echad the Mishneh Berurah says that it's a Isru, Azei ve'Isru d'Rabbanan. So Azei ve'Isru d'Rabbanan, you're not allowed to eat without a bracha. You're also not allowed to eat without a bracha. Mitzad Echad. So what is the heter? Zok Terazei. The Mishneh Berurah himself said, Ve'oid sh'ariyocho lotzes. So he says, Mepashas, the Mishneh Berurah meant, Mimon Amshad, Ichalta, Zizosu. And even the people that hold it is mutter, but they could leave, they're not oinus. Who lets him to stay in the Beis HaMerchatz? He has to leave the Beis HaMerchatz. Rav Ozner Zoknei. The psak of the Mishneh Berurah is given of Azam HaHalach. That he's passing that it's Osur, but Tziruv that it's not an Oynes. And maybe he says, a person that has 12 hours, or a big amount of hours, that he sees that he can, so then he's allowed to drink without a brach. If it's a small amount of hours, so he has to wait. 5 hours on the bus, Medavisten Genoi. 6 hours. Medavisten Genoi the Shiurim. If it's a short time, for sure you have to be Machne. He says 12 hours, Yoim Sholem. He says, Yoim Sholem, you'll have to start to drink without a bracha miyad. I just want to go weiter, finish the Inyonim from Tu Bishvat. You know, we spoke about the Isur to eat without a bracha. You have to know, sometimes you make a bracha, it's a bracha levatole. And Rambam states that if you eat a dvar Isur, it's a bracha levatole. It's the Isur to eat bugs. Now we have to know, a lot of the Tu Bishvat fruits have a lot of bugs. You have to know, the matzav of the bugs in Eretz Yisrael are much worse than the matzav in Chutz La'aretz. The marshal, Chas v'Shalom, Mevilish Moitzi Dibas Ro, Oretz Ro, Moro says that, no, a person goes, oh, the streets in Eretz Yisrael are terrible, this is Moitzi Dibas Ro, Oretz Ro. The drivers in Eretz Yisrael are terrible, Moitzi Dibas Ro, Oretz Ro. So they state in the Gemara in the end of Ksuvis, that one of the Amiroim, he would pick up the stones in the streets. So like Rashi, he didn't want people to come to say, oh, the streets here have stones in the way. And then there'd be Moitzi Dibas Ro, Oretz Ro. So I'm not asking you to pick up the streets. The stones. Oh, but not to drive and say, oh, it's some bumps, it's terrible, the streets. See, Mamish Moitzi Dibasar Oretz Ro. Yeah, but it's under Shmuz. Aber mikol vakoyim, the metzius is lemaise. I'm sure you see in deers a lot of time you have a lot of ants that come to visit you. All different things that move in, anyway. Now in chutzal you don't see it so much. The Talmud says the aklim in Eretz Yisrael, they say it be cold, it doesn't exist more than 12 hours, yeah? That's the metzius. The made all the bugs becoming much more. Lemashal in Eretz Yisrael, you're not allowed to eat bread if you don't sift the flour with a sifter. And the sifter has to be, not a normal sifter, has to be tin-like material. On them, you don't eat the bread. Flour that was not sift, some people don't know it, they pour some flour to the child of Zachem, but if it's not sift, you don't eat the flour here. This is what the person is passing. Why? The amount of bugs, we're not going now. That's what the person is passing. For mele, you're not allowed to eat flour without bugs, without checking for the bugs. A lot of the fruits that they give out for Tu B'Shvat are full with bugs, and if you don't know that, it could be even without that. It's best that just to sit in the lemon needs to be busy with all these payers. But to eat all these payers, Efshar is in Yonim in it, but you nichshol in Yisurim. Lemoshul. Dates. Te'enim. Figs. Te'enim. The dry ones, there's no way to eat them in Eretz Yisrael. There's no way to check them, and there's no way to eat them. Figs, there's no way. After we know that, if a person eats figs, don't take him to be an aid in a chasana. It's a possible, eichel et ha'oven. V'derechnal, if you eat a fig, it's misnome, like in a Shabbos, you put on the light, write a letter, and nechveis, put on the light in Shabbos, write a letter, and cook something, you either less averes from eating one te'ein or one fig. Because I heard once, was one big chassidus that they were makpid to eat all the shivas aminim, and there's a big rav in Eretz Yisrael, Ravaya. He's the mumche, he's the rav of the bugs here. And they gave him to check. I think he checked for 10 hours figs. And there's a suffix if he found one that was good or not. He says that our figs that are 40 bugs inside the figs. 40 times 5 lavim, it's about 200 lavim. It's very hard to get so much averes. Even the fresh ones that they sell it here, they sell it in the store, sometimes the fresh ones has a badatz. The badatz doesn't mean that the bugs are okay. It means to the maestres. The maestres, there's no way, the poison can say the maestres, the heintike people that are mevinim, there's no way to eat also the fresh ones in Eretz Yisrael. Oranges, they have the black dots on it, we're from Shumazam and Oyabach. You have to wash it before you use the orange. If you don't wash it, the little bugs could come on your hands. I told Shem Zahm, it's very hard for me to wash it. He told me, so go to a restaurant and buy a piece of pig and eat it. I said, what? He said, don't eat it with a shtok de achilas pras. You will only have a chotishir. You know, eat a half a pork and then also have chotishir. You don't wash the orange, you know, you could be over, two or three little bugs come into you, 12 lavim, 15 lavim. Chaval, go to a fresh restaurant, chazir. Today, you know, you don't have to go to business chazir. You know, there's a store that you think that I have a hechsher you could go to. It's better instead of not washing. People have to know. It doesn't help to wash because the mice, the little bugs stick to your hands, and then when you peel it, it goes into the fruit. The best thing is to wash it before to wipe it, or if you didn't do it, to wash the orange after it. They have this leather that they sell in the stores. So they have the Americans one that come, you know, different ways, like a long snake. So these are beseda. But the ones that they sell in the open stores in Geula, you have to know that it's very hard to check it. Normally it's like yellow big pieces. Very schwach. Very, very schwach. They have also dry mishmish. I don't know what it is. Apricot also, the dry ones, like fakvetch. I heard from my mother also, it's very, very hard to check it. Just want to finish with something good, not to finish with bugs. It says in the parsha, "Vayavoyu lemoro, v'lo yuchlu lishta ismayim mimoro ki morimem. Vayoreyu Hashem eitz, vayashlech v'moim, vayimteku amoim." So the medrash states, "Vayimteku amoim, hamayim humteku." וימתקו המים, המים הומתקו. מה זה פשט? צריך גהות. רבלי בגובי, צריך גזוק פשט. מה זה המים הומתקו? So the person takes a cup of tea. And tea בעצם is bitter. He puts sugar inside, he mixes it, becomes sweet. What's the mahalach? The tea is bitter. The sugar is sweet. You mix it. So when you drink, every time a little bit bitter comes in your mouth, a little bit sweet, zusammen, it's a geschmack. That's the mahalach of a cup of tea. Zog to that, vayoreyu eitz, nish given der mahalach. The eitz was bitter. It's changed the mahut of the water. The hayu. By tea, the water doesn't become sweet. The water is bitter from the tea. You have a lot, some people put a piece of sugar in the mouth, take it. Some people put it inside, and the whole time, little pieces of sugar will come into the mouth. Here, the water, the quality, the metzias, the chefze, if the mahus of the water changed a different kind of water, the water became sweet. Eitz chayim ila machazikim, but Chazal zogim that the Torah, the eitz is nimshal to a Torah. What the Torah has to do, what the Torah does to a person, it's not the pshat that a person that learns Torah knows how to behave. It's not the pshat. When a person learns Torah, the Torah changes him. That the mahus becomes better. Not that he's the same animal, just he knows how to behave. He's sweet here, he smiles there. The pshat is the andere mahus. It's the andere mensch. That's the pshat.